This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some prominent brands are reportedly cutting back on some of the advertising they had promised to buy on TV networks. The Wall Street Journal is mentioning names like Pepsi and General Motors among the companies that are saying essentially, yeah, no, not as much as we had first signed up for. It's about the inability to predict the future in this COVID economy. Janine Poggi is a senior editor at Ad Age, who is also seeing signs of a pullback in ad spending. Hi, Janine.
Thanks for having me.
So we're stuck at home watching more TV than planned. So it's not an audience thing, right, Janine? It's that advertisers are having their own troubles and they want to cut costs?
Absolutely. There's very little visibility right now, of course, not only from their own businesses. You know, they don't know how they're going to be operating in a couple of months. So, you know, they're looking to cut costs. But then also from, you know, the TV perspective, yes, absolutely. People are at home, they're watching more content than ever. But come the fall, it's unclear right now what content will even be able to be produced. And there's also a huge gap in the TV ecosystem with no live sports.
Now, maybe I should ask a lawyer, but can the advertisers just do this? Say, sorry, we were committed to something, but we're not going to pay you quite as much?
Yes. So the way it works is companies have the option to cancel up to 50% of their third quarter ad spending. And that sort of went into effect May 1st, was about around the first time that they could actually pull out of some of these commitments. So there is flexibility in these ad deals to do exactly this.
The Wall Street Journal been reporting this could be as much as $1.5 billion in advertising that's being pulled back. I mean, is that a lot or a little? It's a large ecosystem here, TV advertising.
It's definitely a large amount. But you also have to remember, especially right now, is that there are a couple of things that were coming up, big sporting events that are just not there anymore where money would have been spent. The NCAA tournament, which was supposed to be in March, that didn't happen. The Olympics, of course, in the summer, not happening until 2021. The hope of the industry is that when these things come back, that money that would have been spent now will be shifted to that time. So that's, you know, the big question mark of, you know, if and when some of these sporting events come back, will the money follow?
Always good to talk to Janine Poggi. She's senior editor at Ad Age. Thank you so much.
Thank you.